Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning at Sif Zayin in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Beis, which Be'ezus Hashem will finish off today and start even Mirtz Hashem Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. So we begin second line, Sif Zayin. The Chabad tells us, Bechol, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a weekday, not on Shabbos, so then in the Shemoneh Esrei we say Omer Yom Truah Mikra Kodesh, as opposed to when it's on Shabbos we say Yom Zichron Truah, B'Shabbos Omer Zichron Truah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yutes, Afilu B'Tfilas Halayla, or B'Kiddush, and this is not only in the Shemoneh Esrei of the day, but even the Shemoneh Esrei that we say on the nighttime of Rosh Hashanah, the evening of Rosh Hashanah, as well as during the Kiddush, we still say Truah, even though we're not blowing shofar at night, we're not blowing shofar in the Kiddush. Aval gav shein tokin b'layla. Mikol makom, hayom hu yom shel Truah. Since the day is the day of Truah, so it's appropriate to say Yom Truah, even though you're not blowing right now. Because d'lamachar, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, b'vadi yisku mi'etz Hashem, you're definitely going to blow. Then he adds a kosov acharonim, d'bidiyavad, after the fact, Imamar Bechol, Zichron Truah, if you by accident said Zichron Truah, you're still good. The Siyam HaBracha, even though you finished the Bracha, Enochos, you don't have to repeat the Bracha. And the reasoning is because the Habit Torah says Zichron Truah, the Torah itself describes as Zichron Truah, even though Afogav, the Midaraisa, Tekir, Shayi B'Shabbos. On a Darais level, there is no prohibition of blowing shofar in Shabbos. Only the rabbi said, Shema Yavrivena, Dal Amos, Rishus Rabbim. You may come to carry it to the rabbis instituted, Shevi Al Tase. Get it to do nothing. But in this situation, midarais you'd be allowed to, so even though the Torah calls it zichron truah, therefore you can, if you said zichron truah, be yotzi as well. For dim Shabbos, and likewise, on Shabbos, if you said the wrong notzuch, you said yom truah instead of yom zichron truah, gam ken eno chozer. That bidyevin is yotzi, you don't have to go back. Dear Shavuot number 25 brings down, v'yemniskar kodim shesimus ha-bracha, if you remember in the middle of the bracha, before you concluded it, so Chaim Kanievsky shlit, that brings down, shemasbik lachzor levatitin lanu. You can only have to go back to the beginning of this paragraph, levatitin lanu. V'yem sarach lachzor letchilas ha-bracha liyatav ha-charton. You don't have to go back all the way to the beginning. Mishnah Berurah says in Simchat Nechof, that on Shabbos we say zichron truah, and he adds, v'omer, elokeinu v'elokei avosenu, we say that as well. On Yom Kippur it comes to the Shabbos, we don't say Ritzei v'nuchasenu. Why? Because it's a day of affliction, so it's not right to call it a day of menucha. And he brings down the name of Lavush and other achronim. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, if you left out Shabbos by accident, so then we already learned in Simon Tov Pei Zayin, the halach is linyan yontif shechol b'shabbos lo yotza. On yontif, if you forgot to mention that it was also Shabbos, not yotzi. V'mizkir es haShabbos b'soch haBracha, but if you mention Shabbos in the middle of the bracha, however ach b'chasim ochasam rak b'shol Shabbos, and then you ended it off just with Shabbos and didn't mention yontif, so then we said sheyotzi dechova. You did fulfill your obligation. However, the bir halacha brings down, if it was the other way around, if you were chosim just with Rosh Hashanah and you didn't mention Shabbos, so then he is left with a tzorchiyin. And therefore, based upon this, from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you don't go back because it's a Sufik Brachos, and we go Sufik Brachos Lahokil. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Eino Omer Moadim L'Simcha Chag Mizman L'Soson in Rosh Hashanah, and likewise, Zuchena Omer Eino Omer V'Hasienu. We don't say V'Hasienu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chofal that the reasoning is, Rosh Lomar, the Lo Kezadeos Shehuzgru Batur Desfilu Shiyesh Lomar. There are those who say you should. These aren't days of Moadim L'Simcha, as brings down in Dir Shufut number 27, from the Bach, Shalosh is a mashmash Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur nitnu l'sasun l'simcha. It implies that they're very happy, joyous days, like the other Chagim. And this isn't correct. Shari nitnu l'dun es b'rei olam. They were judgment days and days to do tshuva. And therefore, it's inappropriate to say these lashon of v'hasyenu and the simcha of mo'adim l'simcha chag zman l'sasun. He brings down, however, Shagam Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Mitzvah, Shavu Samach B'Chagecha. That doesn't mean that there isn't a mitzvah of a Samach B'Chagecha, just like all the other Mo'adim. And he brings down in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Mitzvah Shem, we'll learn this in tomorrow's year, Shia Sameach Ubatuach B'Hashem Im Hatshuva Umasim Tovim, that we should come out of Shul with a very positive feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Ezus Hashem, is going to forgive us for our sins and give us a wonderful, happy, healthy new year. Chaver continues and he says, "Ubetfilas Musaf, when you daven Musaf, ain't Omer the ain't on Yecholim Lalos v'Leiros l'Fanecha. We don't say what we normally say on the Shlosh Regalim that we don't have the base something they should go up to and to see and be seen. Ella the ain't on Yecholim Lalos Chavosein l'Fanecha. But instead we say we can't do our obligations to you, because, as the Mishnah explains in Simchat Chav Beis, Doha afilu bizman hamikdash, even during the days of Mikdash, lo yomitzus asay leiros ki mishlosh regolim. The shlosh regolim are the times that you're mechuyev to go up there, you're not mechuyev to go up there on Rosh Hashanah. That's why the nusach that we say is a little bit different. He adds furthermore, from the Ramah, the Chosmin Udvarcha Emes V'Kayim Lod V'Chule, and he brings this down from the name of the Tur, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimel Yomar V'Simlo Chato Hashem Levadecha. We add that paragraph V'Lo, and we don't say Ato Hashem Levadecha. He brings down in the Birka Yosef, and the issue footnote number 28 brings down if you made a mistake in Torah B'Chasimus Habracha, and instead of being Messiah Mekadish Yisrov Yom Hazikaron, you said Mekadish Yisrov Yasmanim. So the Mati Ephraim says in that situation, as well as the Elif Lamata, Shalo Yotzo Yidei Chova, you didn't fulfill your obligation, because it's not Yisrov Yasmanim, it's Yom Hazikaron. And therefore you have to go back and say Mekadish Yisrov V'Yom Hazikaron. V'insorach Lazo L'tchilas HaBrocha, but you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Brocha. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that in fact you have to go back to Elokeinu V'Kavosteinu to go back a little bit, but you don't have to go back to Atav Chartono at the beginning, because it's not clear that that's really the beginning of the bracha. And then he says, if in the chasima of the bracha you left out the words Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadesh Yisrov Yom HaZikaron, so if you left out the part Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadesh, so the Chayyadim writes that you don't have to go back for Ein Tzorech Lachzor. And he says, even in Tfilas Musaf, that you say the Nusach of the Bracha of the Psukim of Malchios, he brings down as well, you don't have to go back. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, even though all year long you're supposed to say Yisman Esrei silently, it's the Shtilu Shman Esrei, the silent Shman Esrei. Nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Noagim Lomar V'Kol Rom. You're allowed to raise your voice, we'll see a little bit, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you can say the Shmoneh Esrei out loud. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chav Dalet. Why? Because this will allow you to go daven with a little bit more kavana. But don't raise your voice too much. The issue footnote 29 explains, when you raise your voice a little bit during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, and somebody who's standing next to you who's not davening, so it's not a hefsek, hears you say the conclusion of each bracha, so the Elif Mogen says he's allowed to answer amen. The issue footnote 30 brings down, in the name of the Mogen Avram, who brings down from the Zohar, even though you're allowed to daven a little bit louder, you should still daven a shtilu shmoneh esrei, you should still daven silently. And he says, this is the opinion of many achronim. And he says as well, from the Orchus Chaim and the Shor Mitzion Malocha, they bring a raya, shegam biyom elu yesh l'spal b'lachash, it's preferable to still daven silently. Kivin, why? She eskol ikar in yone shel tefila b'lachash, because the whole source of davening or shmoneh esrei is from Chana, and Chana, who we of course mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, it says v'kola lo yishma, her voice wasn't heard, and therefore since her tefillah was on Rosh Hashanah, so we should emulate that. However, he brings out from the Shalah that Chana is not a raya, because she was asking for personal things, they should have children, and therefore that you'd have to say belachash. But he says, why does the Mishnah Berurah say you shouldn't raise your voice too much? So he brings down Shinira Kinevi Habal, because you look like the Nevi Habal yelling on Har Kamel Eliotol, and yell louder. Maybe your God is sleeping. And it says about them, they said very loud. So it looks like you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hear you unless you're yelling. And another reason is Shemakol Gadol Bevada Yivalvel Echod Mehem Eschadero. If you daven so loud, you're going to disturb the person next to you. Now, one of the reasons why you're allowed to daven a little bit louder because on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because everybody's a machzor, but still, if you say it so loud, you're going to disturb other people, and certainly Yotzo Schorim Bevseidim. If you're davening, he's better, but you're causing somebody else's davening to be worse, that certainly can't be a good thing. And that's really what the Mechaber said. I didn't finish reading this. He says, Lahatos, we're not concerned that if you daven a little bit out loud, you're going to disturb the next person and make a mistake. Lo Chayshin, we're not concerned, Kivin Shemitsuyim Biyod Machzor, because people daven from a machzor, it's less likely that they'll make a mistake. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Hagah, the Noagin, Shekol Echad Omel Chavero, Lashona Tova Tikosev. He brings out from the tour that the minig is after davening Marib on Rosh Hashanah night, you say to your friends, Lashona Tova Tikosev. Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kotan Chafei, and to a woman, you say, Lanakevi Yomar Tikosvi, Biyud, the Yud, that you should have a good year. The Mogen Avraham Mitzadeh, the Yesh Lomar Gamkein, the Sechosem. You should not only say Lashona Tova Tikosev, you should say Lashona Tova Tikosev, the Sechosem, or Tikosvi, the Sechosmi. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. Vagrobe the Yuramaskin Ladasu Asora Mamoros, the Ein Lomar Vesechosem. He says you shouldn't say Vesechosem. I in the Mogen Avraham, the Yechon Lomar Lashona Tova Tikosev, at Chatzos Yom. You can still say it the following morning. When people get out of shul, if it's before Chatzos, they can still say it after shul, Shana Tova Tikra Seiv. However, the Taz, the Muchach, Minei, the Yom Sheni, Ki Yom Rishon, Domi Lazeh. He says that the second night, you also say it, V'chol Lomar Gam Elel Sheni, L'shana Tova Tikra Seiv, even though you stopped saying it from Chatzos of the first day, but now it's the second night, you can say it again. However, over El Yirav HaCholik, Azeh, he disagrees. Dirshu footnote number 31 brings down, according to the Taz, the Prima Gordon writes, Yochel Lomar, L'shana Tova Tikra Seiv, B'yom Rishon, Af Li'acha Chatzos. Only until Chatzos. And this is also in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. With this we conclude Simen Tov Kuf Bei Beis, and now we start the beautiful Simen Tov Kuf Bei Gimel, which deals with some of the simonim that we eat on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mechaber starts, Sif Aleph. Yei Adam Rogil Lechel B'Rosh Hashanah. There's beautiful customs to eat specific foods on Rosh Hashanah for the reasons that we'll see. So these are some of the foods. Ruvia, it's normally translated as fenugreek. Dino Tilson, also known as Tilson. Karsi, which is leeks, silka, which is beets, tamri, which are dates, kura, which is gourds. All of these foods, there's a nice minuk to eat them. As we'll see, ukishiyochal rubya, when you eat each of them, you say a special yiratzon. We'll see where you say this. Yomar, you say yiratzon. Some have the words, name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see. Yiratzon Hashem lokein v'lkev oseinu. You should say it with the Shem Hashem. Sheyirbu zuchu yoseinu. It's a play on the word rubya, which means to add. Sheyirbu zuchu yoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should add to us merits. Karsi, we say a similar idea when we eat the leeks, and we say, Yikarsu sonenu, our enemies should be cut off. When we eat silka, that's beets, we say, Yistalku oivenu, our enemies should be removed. They should be taken away. When we eat the tamri, when we eat the dates, we say, Yitamu sonenu, that our enemies should be stopped. Kra, when we eat the gourds, we say, Yikarak zardinenu, our evil decrees against us, the bad decrees against us should be ripped up. V'yikaru, that's where the word kara comes in, v'yikaru l'fanecha zuchuyosenu, and should be heralded in front of you, should be said in front of you, all the zuchuyos that we have. The first part, yikaru, is with an ayin. That's not where the kra, the gourd, comes with an aleph, but v'yikaru l'fanecha zuchuyosenu. And this is what's known as simona milsa. We say these things, it should be, so to say, based upon this, this is what should happen. It's a beautiful idea, a beautiful custom of simona milsa, that these simonim should be, they should come true the way we say them. Now, Shari Tshuva brings down from the El Yerabba and the Machzik Bracha, Shagam Bilel Sheni, the Rosh Hashanah Yasekein, that we also should do this on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, not just the first night of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Sivkar and Aleph, V'adin Mashinikra B'Lashonah Sacherim, Loshon Rivya Yochal. He says this can be true in other languages as well. That's why people have the custom, they say that we have carrots, we have Merin. Merin is carrots, so we should have more. So therefore, that's a Loshon of Rivya as well. Kol Medino, Medino, Kil Shona. And every language can say similar words, similar to this, to have Simona Milsa, even if it's not in Lashon Kodesh. Dish foot number one brings down, you have to be very careful about insects, that you certainly shouldn't be eating something to get this Yehi Ratzon, to get this Simona Milsa, if it's going to be over in Avera. And the Kafka writes that you can even just say this Yehi Ratzon on seeing them without even eating them. And you can even say them if you don't see them. It's not a Nusach of a Bracha. He brings down as well from the Kitzur Halachos HaMoadim, which was written by Rav Dovlitzki, Zatzal, Shem Eino Ochlam, Yomar Esa Yiratzon, below Askor Hashem. Then you don't say Hashem Elokai V'Elokai Avosai. The issue number two brings down that if these simonim are known by names that don't signify like improving or better or stopping the bad things, so he brings down from Chayim Noah Zatzal, Shafel Pikein, Nogul Yochlim, then the minhag is still to eat them, even though they're not known by these words in Hebrew, which are signifying the Simona Milsa, but they're known by another name. So he says, still, nevertheless, Daiba Lashon HaKodesh Lo Simon, even if it's in Lashon Kodesh, it's a Simon, even if it's not known by that in the vernacular language. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us that this Yiratzon, some say it with Shem of Hashem, Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, Sheyirbu Zuchu Yoseinu. Some add this Nusach over here, and he brings us down to Sharet Zion, Oz Beis, is the name of the Kolbo, and Rav Abudram, that you say it with Hashem's name, Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. And because of El Yerabba, in the name of the Shalah, Yisoru Od Meshuva, this should spur a person to do tshuva, Kishiyoma Yiratzom, when he says this Yiratzom, V'yispalal Zeh B'Lev Sholem, and he should think about it in Dam with great kavana and with a full heart. The issue footnote number three brings down, that from the Derech HaChaim, that he says, you should say Yiratzom Im Haskaras Hashem as well. And he writes down, Shafilu Brachos, even when you're saying a bracha, the only time it's also to say it, is rak sha'omram derechove. If you're saying it is an obligation and you're not allowed to. Aval b'toras nedava, for example, you want to say a voluntary Shemoneh Esrei, technically you're allowed to say all the 18, 19 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei voluntarily, then it's not a problem. And there's also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, and also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. The issue foot number four brings down that Hashaychus ben Hatshuva le'amir si'iratzon, what was the connection over here? So he brings down from the Admur from San Zatzal, and he says, Sha'oset tshuva mi'ava, if somebody does tshuva out of love, so then all the sins that he did turn into zuchuyos, and therefore, we're mavakshim, shenizkeh loshuv mi'ava, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let our tshuva be from ava, and therefore, yirbu zuchuyosenu, that all the things that we did bad should now become zuchuyos for us, that's what we're asking in this Yiratzon. The issue foot number five brings down that the achila of the Yisma'acholim and the saying of the Yiratzon, he brings down from the El Yerabah, is appropriate to say on the first night and the second night, we brought down in the Shari Tshuva. However, the Bnei Yisachar brings down that you only say it on the first night, and the Ben Yishchai says, Shenogim lochem gam bayom. He says he even say it during the day of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because he bases it upon, it says, Loshon Rogil, person should be Rogil, and Regilus is normally three times. On the other hand, the Mishnah Lochos from the Ongbe Revi Zatzal of Menashe Klein says it's enough to do it just at night, and he says the Loshon of Rogil means from year to year, that's why it's more than two times. And this is also the Minuk of Ravaza Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi, Lecho Macholim Elu Bishnei Alelus, seated on both nights. Then the Ramah brings down Hagov Yesh Dogin Lecho Tapuach Masok Bidvash. They have the custom to eat the apple dipped in with the honey. It brings it down for the Torah. And we say, when we eat this, Tischadi Shalenu Shana Masuk. It brings it down from the Abu Dram that it should be a sweet year for all of us. And the Rav says, this is how we paskin. He says, they're also custom to eat pomegranates. And we say that we should have as many zechuyas as the seeds in the pomegranate. And he says, we have fatty meat, and other sweet foods. He brings down in the name of the Mordechai. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Gimel explains the apple dipped in honey. Vatapuach ikar, says the apple is the ikar there, and therefore you make the bracha on the apple. Upot read the vash, and you don't make a separate bracha on the honey. Vav she'ochal tapuach achar birchas hamotzi, and this is even if you ate the tapuach after you made a hamotzi, mikomokum tzorach levarach lav, because it's not part of the meal. V'yesh no'agin letabel hamotzi bidvash, and also have the custom to dip the challah into the honey. The issue foot number six goes through the order of the brachos. Ideally, you should make the bracha, if you're making the bar p'eitz, on one of the sheva minim. So, for example, you make it on the rimonim or the tamarim. And if you have the apple first, you should make sure not to have the others on the table, because normally the tamarim and the rimonim would take precedence over the apple to make the bar p'eitz on them. But if you want to make the apple first, so then make sure that the tamarim and the rimonim aren't on the table. The issue foot number seven says about the Bari Pri Adamas, so we see Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down that that's normally part of the Suda, and they don't require a separate bracha for those. On the other hand, Rish Lomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that the gourds, the kra, that isn't considered part of the Suda and would require a separate bracha. What about dipping the challah into salt? So Dishuf number 8 says from the Kaf HaChaim, Sheyesh Besvard Shenogu Letovla Besukar B'Mokum Advash. He says that some have the custom to dip the challah into sugar, not honey, but first they would dip it into salt. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal brings down that la'achar tula b'dvash v'achilaso, first they would dip the challah into the honey, then they would dip the challah into some salt on the other side. Versus others have the custom that they would first dip it in the salt and eat it, and then they would dip it into the honey. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, his opinion was, rak bidvash, just in honey. However, dikde shemnuch melach al shulchan, but he did have salt on the table. Akol korban chotak riv melach, so you always have salt on the table. And there's also the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the Stipe Lagon, his brother-in-law, litvo rak bidvash, just to dip into honey. Why bedavka honey? So of course it's sweet, so we say shana tovu masuka, but he brings out a beautiful idea from Shilas Tshuvas Harash, that honey has the ability to make something that was aser into heter. Therefore, mavakshim sha'idei tshuva me'ava yehavchu avonoseinu l'zechuyos, that our sins should turn into zechuyos. Mr. Bruce Sivkot and Dalit tells us, v'yomer abakosha achar haschalas achila, you first eat, and then you say, tischadish alein shana tovu masuka, v'meisha also hasik v'brach le'achila, because now interrupt between the bracha and the achila. Sivkot and Hei, the Mishmur says, you say shana tovu masuka, v'alkein yesh nimnon l'vashal b'rosh hashana, meaning chometz borsht. So the minhag is not to have vinegary sour things like borscht, uchadome, things like that. People leave fish, they should be multiple, like the fish, you don't make it in vinegar. This all for a simen tov, especially don't be angry during this period of time. Milvad, go to listen, besides the issue of being angry, the whole idea is to have a simen tov. A person should be convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi'etz Hashem, give us all a happy and healthy, good, sweet year. Mi'etz Hashem, Ken Yeh. With this, we conclude today's share.